ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The UN Security Council is expected to vote this week on a resolution calling for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza. Supporters today at a ceasefire rally in New Jersey.
We see the death. We see the destruction. We see little children being carried out. And I can't understand how anyone of good faith could stand and not be convicted by what they see.
Pastor Barry Graham at Canaan Baptist Church of Patterson. President Biden is blaming Congress for Russia's capture of an eastern Ukrainian city, warning more could follow without additional aid to Ukraine. Lawmakers are on recess. They have not yet sent the president a bill on foreign aid for Israel or Ukraine. A suspect is in custody in Colorado Springs in connection with the double fatal shooting of two people found in a dorm room at the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin has new legislative district maps that undo Republican gerrymanders going back more than a decade. Governor Evers signed the new boundaries into law today. He says the result will be a legislature that reflects the will of voters.
Wisconsin is not a red state. It is not a blue state. Wisconsin is a purple state, and I believe our map should reflect that basic fact.
Evers plans to ask the state Supreme Court to make the maps effective right away instead of waiting until the fall campaigns. Owners of electric and hybrid cars in Wisconsin are getting new license plate stickers. The stickers are required by law to help first responders know what to expect in emergencies. The stickers should arrive in the mail by June. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle, La Crosse, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Police in La Crosse are looking for suspects after shots were fired late Thursday night on the city's south side. The La Crosse Police Department said that after they got the call, they found shell casings on the 700 block of Mississippi Street, but investigators said that nobody was hurt. Anybody with information can call the police department or submit a tip through La Crosse Area Crime Stoppers. A Coon Valley home was destroyed Friday morning by a fire. The Coon Valley Fire Department said the fire happened at a home on Highway 33 around 6:30 a.m. on Friday. According to a release, the homeowner had left the house to take their children to daycare and came back to see their house on fire. Several pets inside the home died, but no people were hurt. The home is a total loss, according to the fire department. The cause of the fire is still being investigated. The National Weather Service says that we'll have a mild week on tap with highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s over the next several days. Temperatures will cool off a bit into the weekend. No precipitation is expected over the course of the work week. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Todd Allbush Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Baseball brewing in Arizona. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Veteran players arriving in Maryvale as the Brewers' spring training gets underway. Their first game is Saturday. The Brewers' new first baseman, Rhys Hoskins' reaction to the team trading Corbin Burns away to the Orioles.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, anytime you lose a bona fide ace in this game, you know, you're bummed, you're disappointed. But, you know, everybody within the organization was up front. Like, I was surprised that it was happening.
NBA All-Star Game, the East, coached by the Bucks' Doc Rivers. Team captain Giannis wanted a matchup with lots of shooting but no defense. 211 to 186. Damian Lillard, named MVP, asked about how tough the transition has been coming to Milwaukee from Portland, where he's going through a divorce and child custody battle.
It's been tougher than I thought it would be. The team change is one thing, but when you got a lot going on in your life outside of basketball, you know, it's a lot of things that play a part.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Under a mix of sun and clouds today as high temperatures climb mild once again, back into the mid-40s. We'll be bright and beautiful tomorrow and even warmer as highs reach 50 degrees. We even turn the dial up a little higher for Wednesday, too. Currently, it's 42.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jim from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people are going to say, oh, man, she's a Republican. She's a Democrat. She's whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
And Nightlight, I welcome author Beth Amos and Wisconsinology's Frank Anderson. Join us in our new time slot from 7 to 9 p.m. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwab.
The Mississippi to our left, Granddad on the right. We're right in the middle. Eagle 1490 WLCX, the talk of La Crosse.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
On the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Live from Shawnee, Wisconsin, I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the fantastic Mr. Zomers, down at the World Headquarters in Madison. It is Monday, the 19th of February. It's celebration time. A special live report on this historic day. Thanks to you. We have fair maps in the state of Wisconsin. Good afternoon, everybody. Great to be with you. A couple of pre-recorded hours prior. Had planned on taking actually the entire day off here in Shawnee as Dad had a little cataract surgery this morning. I can report he's resting comfortably on the other side of the door there, doing well. But I talked to Mr. Zomers, and this breaking news, we had to go live. So we've set up the equipment on the back porch here of Dad and Mom's house here in Shawnee, Wisconsin, and we're coming to you live. Mr. Zomers, a pleasant good afternoon on Fair Maps Monday.
Yeah, good afternoon to you, too. It was a nice thing to wake up and see this morning.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I was up at the crack of dawn, let me tell you.
I guess I don't actually Appleton know what time.
By 7:30. Yeah, I had to be I was down in Appleton this morning, but to Appleton and back to Shawnee already today. And on the way back, I saw this great news that Governor Tony Evers has signed into legislation the maps that he had drawn. And of course, the Republican legislature passed it last week. But it was, and again, I want to celebrate our listeners, the voters of Wisconsin, thanks to you putting the pressure on. We have fair maps in the state of Wisconsin. Absolutely. Give yourselves a round of applause. It's great to be with you all this afternoon. Two big stories we want to talk about this hour and invite your phone calls. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Going to talk first of all about Governor Tony Evers signing the fair maps into legislation. And later on this hour, we're going to talk about the hit job that was 60 Minutes last night. Andrew Hitt, the immediate past chairman of the Wisconsin Republican Party, going on 60 Minutes, talking to Anderson Cooper last night, claiming that he was duped, he was tricked. And again, we'll get into this later, but completely self-aggrandizing, in my opinion. We'll talk about the hit job that was 60 Minutes a little bit later. But first of all, this breaking news today, this according to WisPolitics now, and if you haven't signed up, go to WisPolitics and sign up. Great news source, one of several here in the state of Wisconsin. Democrat Governor Tony Evers today signed his legislative maps, which were approved by Republican lawmakers, despite concern from Democrats that they could be challenged in federal court. Evers had previously pledged to sign his maps if Republicans sent them to him with no changes. During a ceremony in his conference room, Evers said the maps before him were his. Quote, nothing more and nothing less. He went on to say, quote, to me, the decision to enact these maps boils down to this. I made a promise to the people of Wisconsin, and I would always try to do the right thing. Keeping that promise to me matters most, even if members of my own party disagree with me, unquote. This is what we were talking about last week. And I remember I said, look, believe me, Governor Evers' staff ain't calling me for advice. But I said, if I were advising Governor Evers, I would tell him to sign the maps. Why do you say that, Todd? Because, number one, I think it's the right thing to do for the people of Wisconsin. The people of Wisconsin, including great organizations like Fair Maps Wisconsin, Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, League of Women Voters, they have been organizing people for years to try to get this done. It was because the voters of Wisconsin went to the polls and elected Janet Protasiewicz to the Supreme Court that forced Republicans to finally come to the table, not even come to the table, but go on the floor of the legislature and last week vote for Fair Maps. Big money couldn't get it done. Dark money couldn't get it done. Politicians couldn't get it done. The people that got it done were the voters of Wisconsin. And quite frankly, Governor Evers being willing to say, look, I realize that some people in my own party might not agree with me, but I'm going to keep my word to the people of Wisconsin. And also, he's doing what I said last week. I said, if I were him, I'd have a big old ceremony and travel around and talk about it. He started out in Madison. Last I saw, he was in Hudson, up just the other side of the Mississippi River, across from the Twin Cities. And later on today, I understand he's going down to Milwaukee. This is exactly the right move. Here's the other thing, politically, to me, this says that Tony Evers has not ruled out running for a third term. Three-term Tony, they're saying. Because by signing these maps, he is preserving his political future to run for office again. But it also is just the right thing to do. People in the state of Wisconsin want to get something done. And today, Tony Evers got something done. Now look, if the Republican leaning organizations file a lawsuit down the road on this, which they might, I'm not saying they won't, that's on them. It will be crystal clear because those organizations, by the way, will not file a lawsuit without Robin Voss and Devin Lemieux and Brian Schimming okaying it. So if there's a lawsuit filed to delay this thing, that's coming from Republicans. It'll be crystal clear. It's the right thing to do as far as the legislation. It's the right thing to do politically. It's the right thing to do for the people of Wisconsin. Tony Evers hits a home run today. That's my opinion. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789 on Fair Maps Monday. What say you? We go to Stephen in Green Bay. Stephen, thanks for calling. What say you?
First of all, to my surprise to hear you live today. So welcome from Toronto.
It's a special day. We had to come on.
With that being said, Todd, I don't know. I don't feel very excited about this. And I wish
why
I
not,
did,
Stephen? Why don't. Not?
I just feel like there's going to be something that happens on the back burner that screws this thing all up. And I've always believed if it sounds too good to be true, it is. And this sounds too good to be true. So I guess I'll believe it when I see it this November. With that being said, also, I don't know if you watched Face the Nation yesterday morning, but CBS.
I watched parts of it, yes.
Down the tubes as a. Really going down the tubes as a media company when it comes to interviewing people. They were just getting ran all over yesterday. I actually had to shut it off because these Republicans were coming on basically saying whatever they wanted to say with little to no questioning on Face the Nation yesterday morning, and it was just appalling. So thank you, Todd.
I appreciate it, Stephen. Always appreciate the call in Green Bay. Look, I get it. that some people, particularly on the Democratic side, are going to be disappointed in this. Because there is this line of thinking out there that a Republican-friendly leaning group could file a lawsuit on the maps that just got signed by Tony Evers, and there will be a delay. And that a court could theoretically say, well, while this is all being appealed, you have to use the current maps to run in November, and the Republicans essentially get another kick at the can on the current maps. But remember, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has already ruled that the current maps are unconstitutional. And again, if Tony Evers vetoes his own maps, which he said publicly that he would sign, it's committing political suicide. I mean, it would be George H.W. Bush, read my lips, no new taxes, all over again. And also, to the people of Wisconsin, the average citizen who doesn't follow this stuff like we do 24/7 is going to say, come on now, Governor, you said you'd sign this. You're going to veto your own maps? You're as much of a political games player as anybody else. So this is easy to understand. It's the right thing to do. And if Republicans muck it up, that's on them. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go back to the phone lines. Jack in Merrimack. Jack, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Well, first of all, Todd, there's no question that you and I almost single-handedly or dual-handedly, as the case may be, caused these fair maps to come into being. Because for 4 years, I've had sitting out on my front lawn a fair map sign. So between you and I, we did it.
Well, I would say you and the other Wisconsinites. I'm just here to help give people a voice. But it's people like you, Jack, who really got this done.
However, secondly, I am going to say I trust the Republicans about as far as I can throw the state capitol building. my personal guess is that Voss and LeMahieu and that whole crew, they're going to deny any involvement. But like you said, their approval is going to be necessary, I would expect. But even if not, I'd be very surprised if somebody like Will or another right-wing extremist group went to federal court, pushed it up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court, which we know is pretty corrupt, simply said, oh, gee, we need to look at this for a while. This is a different situation. So you're going to have to keep those maps, and these creeps will be in our state legislature for another 2 years. I'm hoping I'm wrong, you know, but as the saying goes, hope for the best, but plan for the worst. And I would be really surprised if this didn't happen. But I'm glad there's at least something in place. I still think the best choice would have been for him to veto the map and the state Supreme Court to say, okay, we have four different versions of fair maps submitted already. We're going to choose one of those. That way there would be no appeal.
Mm-hmm. No, I get it, Jack, and I appreciate the call as always, Jack at Merrimack. Really appreciate the call. I agree. You know, I belonged to the Republican Party for 30 years and left in 2011. I don't trust them as far as I can throw them either. I totally get that. But I think Governor Evers did the right thing today. The people of Wisconsin are the winners. Back with more after this. We are live on Monday, February 19th. More of your calls on the other side. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Ball Show for a Fair Maps Monday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Most of us are not just red or blue. We want to do what's right while protecting our individual freedoms. Join the Rational Revolution with me, Chris Alfheim, Saturday afternoons at 2 and Sunday afternoons at 1 on the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM and the Civic Media app.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete
Schwabba!
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show for Monday, February 19th. We are live here in hour number three on a Fair Maps Monday. Glad to have you along here on the Tunnel Ball Show, live from Shawano, Wisconsin. Right now, we are sitting here on the back of the parents' porch back here in beautiful Shawano, and was not planning on going live today. Was helping out with Dad's cataract surgery. He's recuperating in the living room behind me here, doing fine. Thank you very much. But there's big news today, particularly from Tony Evers, who signed the maps that he drew, or the staff did, he submitted to the Supreme Court, signed them into law today, this morning, a couple of hours ago, after the Republican legislature passed the maps last week. Asking what your thoughts are. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789.
Yeah, Jerry. In response to a couple of the calls that we got most recently expressing some doubts, Sherry says, you know, if we all thought it would work, if we keep thinking positive thoughts, maybe we'll get somewhere.
Well, and I it's a fair comment. Look, I don't misinterpret my happiness, my joy for for complete belief in the Republican Party. I don't. I used to belong to it, left in 2011. I agree with Jack and others. I don't trust Republicans either. But I think that if Tony Evers would have vetoed his own maps, A, it would have been political suicide for Evers, and B, I think that most Wisconsinites who don't follow this on the daily would have said, what's the matter? The guy vetoed his own maps. He's a politician just like everybody else. To explain this possible, I don't want to necessarily call it a conspiracy theory, but to try to get people to say, here's something that we have no tangible proof of, but we believe it's going to happen. So that's why we're vetoing our own maps. That's a hard sell to the average voter, all right? It's a much easier sell to say, look, I'm signing into law the fair maps that you, the voters, forced to happen. And if there's a lawsuit that mucks this up, that's the Republicans. And once again, they're proving they're really not serious. It may, sure, if all these theories pan out, it may delay, could possibly, I'm not an attorney, delay the maps for another cycle. I personally don't think that'll happen because the Wisconsin Supreme Court has already ruled that the current maps are unconstitutional. But I'm with Tony Evers. And also, quite frankly, isn't it refreshing to have a governor who's not far left or far right, but keeps his word? Here's a governor who said, I'm for the people of Wisconsin. I'm for fair maps. And he went on the record and he said, if the Republicans pass these, I will sign them. And here's a guy who kept his word. Isn't that refreshing for once? Think about this. Compare Tony Evers, a guy who keeps his word, with the last goofball that was there, Walker, who never mentioned Act 10 until he got in. And then we all know what happened to Act 10, divided the state. I'm proud and happy to have a governor like Tony Evers who keeps his word, whose word to the voters of Wisconsin who got these fair maps done. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Gene in Eau Claire. Gene, thanks for calling in. I'm going to be over in your neck of the woods tomorrow, as a matter of fact. What say you?
Well, thank you so much for covering this subject, and I applaud Tony Evers. That's what we got. That's what we get. But you know what? We vote out all those Republicans who still haven't been held accountable for, you know, trying to send in the fake elector votes and things like that, and that still continue to not do their job and make six-figure salaries. Boy, you know, we need more people out there that really are serious and want to do something with our state and get in and run for those elected offices, because I'm sure there's a lot of really great talent with good ideas where we can get a functioning government back again, where they actually work and they actually hold hearings and they actually debate like real human beings used to years ago. But I do want to know one quick thing, because I turned in late.
Sure.
And is Will contesting this?
Not yet that we know of. That is one of our callers brought up. So that's one theory out there. That was the theory for people who wanted the governor to veto it, saying that Will or another right-leaning friendly group could file a lawsuit to delay this. And again, the Republicans would try to wash their hands, saying, well, it wasn't us. We said we weren't going to contest it, and we haven't. But everyone knows, Gene, I think you'd agree, if Will or anybody else on the right files a lawsuit, that is only with the condoning by Voss or LeMahieu or Brian Schimming.
Then it was a fraud deal here then, so they knew they were going to do it, because Will works for the Republican Party. So I've followed Will for years. They're a scary group, and people, when you see that, get your flags a-flying. Those red flags should be flying all over the air. So thank you again, Todd. I really appreciate it.
Yep.
Great work. Thank you. Bye-bye.
We appreciate you, Gene. Thank you so very much. I should have set up a coffee date with Gene. I'll be over in Chippewa Falls, broadcasting there from WCFW studios tomorrow. Let's go quickly to the phone lines. Luann Bird is on the line. Luann, I saw your tweet earlier today. We just got a couple of minutes before the break, but it's all yours. Go ahead. What say you?
Oh, my gosh. It's good news for our state and for the voters to be able to choose their own. And, of course, I was keeping an eye on my district where I ran last time and narrowly lost. So the new maps look great for me, where they put me in a district that I've run in before. It cuts out my former opponent, Bob Donovan, who says he will move into it. But I just want to tell you, Todd, it feels great to have fair maps to begin with. And it also feels great to possibly be running this time, not just to protect the governor's veto, but to possibly flip the state. So it's a great day for Wisconsin, isn't it?
Look. It is, Luann, and answer me this, if you would be so kind. I mean, to your point, in the district that you are running in, it makes it a more centrist district, so the people are less apt, at least, to run to the left or the right. They have to try to get more of that middle voter, correct?
It totally does. It came out 50-50 this time. It does. It's going to...
In the new map. In the new map.
In the new map, yes. And technically, it's an open seat because it didn't pit any incumbents in it.
Sure.
And pretty much all of Greendale, pretty much Greenfield. I feel like they're my friends.
Sure.
All of Hales Corners, my friends.
Appreciate your calling in, Luann. Thanks for taking the time. Thanks for listening, as always. Have a wonderful day there, and congrats on the new maps. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. And Luann gets to the heart of this, that by what you, the voters of Wisconsin, have done, forcing Republicans to approve these maps last week, and by Governor Evers signing them into law today, it makes more districts across the state more centrist. It means that to Luann's point, in the district she's going to run in, it's about a 50-50 split. And that's what people in Wisconsin have wanted for so long. They said, we don't want Republican maps. We don't want Democratic maps. We want fair maps. And the maps that got signed into law, which, by the way, were approved in a bipartisan vote last week, are now the law of the land. It is Fair Maps Monday. Back after this, don't go anywhere. The Todd Lyle Balls Show on a Monday on Civic Media.
your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Stop and think about everything you touch in a day that's made from plastic. Now, imagine it could come from agriculture. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. And there's a team on the UW-Madison campus looking at that exactly. They're trying to turn plant waste into plastic. Some of their goals include cutting greenhouse gas emissions and also trying to create some economic opportunities for rural Wisconsin. Shannon Stahl is one of the professors. He's affiliated with the Wisconsin Energy Institute that got a $4 million grant from the U.S. Department of Energy for the project. And he says their research is trying to address the growing demand for renewable resources and trying to make agriculture a part of that.
So the idea is that we could help in the decarbonization effort within the chemicals industry by using plant-based feedstocks. And ultimately, they would be renewable. And so the ultimate goal is to create a circular economy where you can grow new plants, use them for our materials, and then they can return in a biodegradable way to the earth.
That's Shannon Stahl with the Wisconsin Energy Institute looking at turning plant waste into plastic. He said one of the real challenges with this kind of a project, though, is trying to make sure that those plant-based plastics are coming in at the same cost as the fossil fuel version.
Innovation, that's BioVet. Livestock producers rely on BioVet for microbial and nutritional support. Keeping livestock eating and productive. Make BioVet your trusted partner for your livestock health since 1991. Learn more at biodensevet.com. Innovation, that's BioVet.
With the Compeer Financial Patronage Program, we share earnings with member owners of our cooperative. It's our way of saying, we are here. Here so you can pay down your loan faster or make a new investment in your operation. And that family vacation you've been putting off? Yep, we're here for that too. Learn more at compeer.com/patronage. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
And don't forget, we're into National FFA Week celebrations across the state. Today, more than 200 Wisconsin FFA members, along with their advisors, will be down at the state capitol in Madison trying to make their point to elected officials on how important agriculture education and all that the FFA brings to communities really is. You want to find out more about what's happening in your community? Check in with your local FFA advisor or agriculture instructor. You can also start by going to the Wisconsin FFA website or FFA.org. There's your look at what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. I'm Pam Yonke.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Under a mix of sun and clouds today as high temperatures climb mild once again, back into the mid-40s. Will be bright and beautiful tomorrow and even warmer as highs reach 50 degrees. We even turn the dial up a little higher for Wednesday, too. Right now, 44 degrees.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and has started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. What Lacrosse and Western Wisconsin is talking about. You're soaring
with the Eagle.
Eagle 1490 WLCX.
Thanks to you, the voters, and Governor Tony Evers. Welcome back. It is Monday, February 19th, 34 minutes past the hour. We are live here in Shawnee, Wisconsin. Great song, Mr. Zomers, celebrating the fact that Governor Tony Evers this morning signed the legislation, the bipartisan legislation, into law with the maps that he had submitted to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, thus creating a much more even playing field for the state of Wisconsin. Now look at this, making a rare appearance, Dad, on the back porch here. He's recovering from eye surgery very nicely. Very nicely. So there he is. Yeah, we're calling him Patch the Pony. So there you go. No, I don't think Dad wants to say anything. He just saying hi, right, Dad?
Hi.
All right, there you go. Hi. That's all it is. All right. We are celebrating this here on the air. The fact that Governor Evers has gotten this done, and really was because of you, the voter. Off the YouTube line, Mr. Zomers, let's pull that up, please, if we could do that. Andrew off YouTube. We've got to be pragmatic here, says Andrew. Most Wisconsinites don't even know who Voss is. This is a big win for Evers, which he can run again on, unquote. I agree. I agree. I think that the governor did the right thing. Sure, politically for himself, but I actually believe this is what the people of Wisconsin want. They voted for Janet Protasiewicz 11% plus a year ago in April. All right? I think that voters in Wisconsin would have just thrown up their hands if Tony Evers had vetoed his own maps and said, see, they're all a bunch of players. What Tony Evers did today was prove that he's serious. Now, all the pressure is on Republicans. If they violate this agreement, if they allow, and make no mistake, that if a Republican-leaning, friendly group files a lawsuit to delay these maps, that is 100% in conjunction with and the approval of the Republican Party of Wisconsin and Voss and Lemahieu. If there's a lawsuit to delay this, that's 100% on the Republicans. Tony Evers, in my opinion, did the right thing. He's taking a trip around the state in Milwaukee later on this afternoon, celebrating you, the Wisconsin voter. And by the way, if the Wisconsin legislature is serious, actually serious, about real maps, fair maps, they would have passed the Iowa redistricting model, or they will, before they leave town. They're going to gavel out later on for this session, later on this into March, I believe. If Republicans in the legislature are serious, they'll pass the Iowa model redistricting legislation, the real one, not one that they kind of adapted, okay? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's hear from Governor Tony Evers when he announced this in his conference room this morning. This is audio from Governor Evers this morning announcing the signature of Fair Maps in Wisconsin.
This is an important day and historic day for our state and for every person who calls Wisconsin home. Today is a day that I believe will define our state's future. This will be the first time in over 50 years that Wisconsin will have fair legislative maps enacted through the legislative process rather than through the courts. These maps will take effect immediately after publication and will be in place for the fall elections, providing certainty for candidates and campaigns that are gearing up to circulate nomination papers for this spring. Wisconsin, when I promised I wanted fair maps, not maps that are better for one party or the other, including my own, I damn well meant it. Wisconsin is not a red state. It is not a blue state. Wisconsin is a purple state, and I believe our maps should reflect that basic fact. I believe, as I've also often said, that the people should get to choose their elected officials, not the other way around. Will become Act 94.
And there you have it. Governor Evers, the screaming there started as he signed it. He said this will be act, whatever it was. He literally signed it and people started applauding and yelling for joy, as they should. Great day here in the state of Wisconsin. What do you feel about Tony Evers signing this into legislation, these fair maps? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you. And look, like I say, I recognize and get that there are Democrats who are skeptical, thinking that Republicans are going to file some lawsuit to delay this. And they might. I'm not a Pollyanna here looking through rose-colored glasses. But I'm saying take the win. Take the win when you can get one. Because that's what the voters in Wisconsin put you there for. And he's keeping his word. And if Republicans muck it up, that's on them. And particularly with a 4-3 liberal majority in the Wisconsin Supreme Court, who've already ruled the current maps unconstitutional. I feel good about maps, at least for the next 10 years, or short of that, until the next redistricting process. Which, as I said, I call on Republicans now to go the extra step and actually pass legislation that adapts the true Iowa model to do redistricting in the future. There is a guy named Tim Cullen, senator from Janesville, Democrat. Guy named Dale Schultz, Republican from Richland Center. They authored a bipartisan plan on redistricting back in around 2011, 2012. That's still out there. You could adopt that. They dusted most of it off. They left out a couple of key things. Republicans now did. You could adapt that. You could pass it. Pretty sure Governor Evers would sign that into law as well. That's what Republicans need to do now to show that they're actually serious about fair maps moving forward. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. We are live here on Monday, February 19th in beautiful Shawnee, Wisconsin. Tomorrow, Mr. Zomers will be, as I said, over at Chippewa Falls, WCFW. And then the rest of the week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we're going to be coming to you live from our studios in Hayward, Wisconsin. WBZH, the Buzz of the North.
Yeah, Todd's sleeping in the studio, so he's going to wake up, yawn, and stretch on his air mattress, go take a shower, and then set up his computer, still sit on the air mattress. You can see his sheets in the background. No, that's not how it's going to be. No. But he is staying in the studio. That was not a lie.
I was going to say, people are thinking you're joking about that. He's actually not. I'm sleeping in the studio in Hayward, the plush studios of Hayward, Wisconsin. They're just like in biblical times, there was no room in the inn. So I'll be sleeping on the floor. But looking forward to it. Going to be a great time. Going to talk to some local folks in Hayward because we're covering the 50th annual American Birkenbeiner, the Berkey. And people have said, well, Todd, how can they have the Birkenbeiner when there's no snow? Well, they're actually making some as we speak. They're going to be a bit, the temperatures, they waited until last Monday to decide whether or not they're going to cancel it or not. And then they finally decided it was cold enough to make snow. So instead of the Birkenbeiner going from Cable to Hayward, 22 miles or so, or kilometers, they're going to do a 10-kilometer loop around Cable. But we'll be in Hayward and talking to a lot of people and looking forward to that Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of this week. So big week. Looking forward to it. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phone lines. Beautiful Mount Horeb and Troy from Mount Horeb is on the line. Troy, thanks for calling. Let's see.
Hi. I guess I'll celebrate in November. So right now I'm happy. I want you to meet a woman. I want you to come out and said, I'm taking a senator out to figure a judge. So we need these maps now to have that special election. And then, you know, and he could have gotten around what he said. Or I wish he wouldn't have said anything when he was asked the question to begin with. But...
Well, like I said, you know, I mean, you know, we could all, you know, wish we would have said things differently in the past, but he said what he said. He said he'd sign the maps if the Republicans approved him, and he kept his word. In terms of the special election for now former Senator Lena Taylor's seat, who's now a judge, I mean, the reality of a Republican winning that seat is slim and none. So I don't think that the lines are going to make any difference there. And whether or not they could get the signatures to recall Robin Voss's own district, again, that's a stretch.
We also got
note. Go ahead.
We also got a comment from Rico on YouTube. It says, who could blame us? You know, we, the people of Wisconsin, the GOP has pulled that football away so many times. We just can't believe that we're actually going to get to kick it.
Well, that's a fair comment. That's a fair comment. And I understand the skepticism. And again, I'm not saying that a lawsuit from the right isn't going to happen. It could. I'm just saying that to try to explain to the average Wisconsin voter why you vetoed your own maps is a political loser. All right? That's just, as someone who spent 30 plus years in politics and ran a lot of campaigns, that's a political loser to veto your own maps. So Tony Evers did the right thing, not only for himself politically, but I think for the overall good of the state of Wisconsin. People are tired of the same old political games. They want to get something done. And today, Tony Evers got something done. This from Wispolitics as well. Republicans now have a 22-10 supermajority in the state Senate with one vacancy and a 64-35 edge in the assembly. A Wispolitics analysis of the maps shows Democrats likely only have a 3 pickup opportunities in the Senate this fall under the Evers maps. Meanwhile, there would be a path to the majority in the Assembly, though it would depend on factors such as the performance at the top of the ticket, candidate quality, and resources, unquote. In other words, these are competitive maps, right? And I think that this is what people want. People absolutely want fair maps, and that's what the governor got to do. Remember, Fair Maps Wisconsin, Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, League of Women Voters, all encouraged Governor Evers to sign these maps. And I would say to my Democratic friends, be happy. Be joyful. The people of Wisconsin won. The governor got a big win. Fair maps are now the law of the land. If there's a lawsuit moving forward, that is on the Republicans. And again, it's much easier for the general electorate to understand that than to veto the maps over a theory that you have no proof of. That's just the political reality. That's basic political messaging 101. 844-967-2789. Other big story from last night, Mr. Zomers, did you watch the old 60 Minutes with Anderson Cooper last night?
I did not. I wanted to, and then I remembered it too late.
Well, I tuned in and was going to withhold judgment until I saw the whole thing. I will say that Anderson Cooper pushed back a little bit more than he did in the clip that we played last week. But I would say that Andrew Hitt did a hit job on 60 Minutes last night. In other words, it was just kind of a bogus, I don't want to call it propaganda. I don't think it adequately showed the entire situation. And basically, Andrew Hitt tried to, former chairman of the Republican Party, fake elector, trying to say that he was tricked, he was duped into signing the fake elector things. We'll come back, play a couple of cuts. We'll debunk that and more in the final 10 minutes for a Monday on the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
KFC's new Smash Potato Bowl is out here looking like an absolute snack. For just $3.49, you get crispy secret recipe fries topped with creamy mashed potatoes, cheese sauce, bacon crumbles, and even more melty cheese. If you're looking to smash, your hunger, grab KFC's new Smash Potato Bowl for just $3.49. For a little extra, add nuggets to the mix. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax, tip, and fees extra.
Hi, my name is Maggie Dawn. You may have already heard that my 6 p.m. show is moving to 2 to 4 p.m. on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Tom Lobo, still taking care of middays from noon till 2.
Todd, what are you doing?
And I'm Dom, and Crudy and I are still kicking it from 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
Dom, this is supposed to be about my show. I don't see why any of you guys...
We just want to be sure folks know precisely where to find you.
Right before the greatest radio show ever.
Until now, Crute.
Maggie Dawn, coming to your local station on the Civic Media Network.
2 to 4 p.m.
Right after me.
Oh, for crying out loud.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Welcome back to the Todd Lobo Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 before the hour of 3 o'clock, 10 minutes away from news and weather. I am live on location here in Shawnee, Wisconsin. Mr. Zomer is down at the world headquarters in Madison. Happy to have you along live on a Monday. As we said on the big story last night, 60 Minutes, Anderson Cooper interviewing former Republican Party Chairman Andrew Hitt on his involvement in the fake electors. Mr. Somers, we have all kinds of them queued up. We'll do more of this tomorrow. I'll give you your choice, potpourri. Which one are we going to listen to first here?
So here is Andrew Hitt saying the main message that he had to deliver and claiming that anybody who sees the text messages, the emails, the documents is going to make the same conclusion he did, which is that they were duped. I personally, and I think a lot of people do not read them that way, but whatever. This is what he had to say.
What do you think about Donald Trump continuing to claim that the 2020 election was stolen?
It wasn't stolen. It wasn't stolen in Wisconsin.
This past December, Andrew Hitt and Wisconsin's other Republican electors settled a civil lawsuit against them by some of the state's Democratic electors. They admitted they signed a document that was used as part of an attempt to improperly overturn the 2020 presidential election results. Hitt resigned as chairman of the Wisconsin Republican Party in August 2021. He's cooperated with the January 6th committee.
Using our electors in ways that we weren't told about and we wouldn't have supported.
And he says he's also cooperated with federal prosecutors. He maintains he and the other fake electors in Wisconsin were tricked.
Whenever anybody sees our text messages, our emails, our documents, they understand, they know, their conclusion is we were tricked. The January 6th committee saw it. Jack Smith specifically in his indictment refers to some of the electors were tricked. That was us.
That's what he claims. Andrew Hitt, past Republican Party chairman, claims he was tricked. 844-967-2789. Let's go quickly to the phone lines. Tom in Florida. Tom, what say you?
Hey, Todd. So I think the issue was that the prosecutors saw that they might have a hard time proving that they weren't tricked. I think you and I and lots of your listeners think they weren't tricked. He's too smart of a guy. And yep. I said, shame on CBS for giving him a forum to try and avoid a felony and lose his law license. But the more I thought about it, I thought, you know, your listeners are a pretty sophisticated group. They're paying attention. There's an awful lot of Trump supporters who aren't paying attention, but they do watch 60 Minutes. And at the start of that, they saw this guy talking to a Trump rally and everybody cheering, and they probably identified with that. And then they saw the man himself calling out Andrew Hitt, even talking about his kids. So they said, this guy's for real. So by the end of the interview, when he says Trump ain't the guy and Trump lost the election, it actually could do some good for putting to rest this whole big lie. So I guess, you know, on the one hand, it's self-serving for Andrew Hitt, but in the bigger picture, if this is what you get because you don't prosecute. Because if they did prosecute, right, then it would just be, look, it's another witch hunt. It's politically motivated. Right. But maybe some good comes of this.
I think it's a great point, Tom. And looking at Twitter last night and this morning, Republicans are going apoplectic. I mean, Brian Schimming, the current chairman, is putting out all kinds of other stuff. Mark Jefferson, the current executive director, who is named with HIT in these texts and stuff, he's putting out all kinds. They know that having HIT, the immediate past Republican chairman, denounce Trump, that ain't good for them going into 2024. So I think you're right, Tom. I think you have something there. Appreciate the call. 844-967-2789. Speaking of smart listeners, we have a Joe in Madison who always has something good to say. Joe, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Yeah, thanks very much. I'll be quick. I know we're coming to the end. And here is what I would say. Look at what Andrew Hitt has as his CV. He is a guy, he's not right off the turnip truck, people. He started out as an assistant DA prosecuting violent crimes in Milwaukee. He was a counsel for Scott Walker, the governor of the state, and his senior advisor. And most importantly, he was a senior counsel on Michael Best and Friedrich. And they come into play because, remember, folks, that is the law firm where off-site they sat and they created these stupid gerrymandered maps that we have spent so much time fighting against. Michael Best knows what they're all about, and they are all about winning for Republicans. And Andrew Hitt is still working for Michael Best and associates. And I would point out to you that I was so scared. I was just so scared. Give me a break. He's a lawyer with a vast amount of experience, and he says he didn't know what was going on. Pick up the phone. Go to your law books. Talk to some other attorneys. You aren't an idiot. And if he was scared, call the police, right?
Right. I agree. Or Joe, do what I did. I left the party long before it got that bad. If you saw it was getting bad, it's an easy way out. Just walk away. You know, but yes. If you stay there, that is a choice that you make.
Right. And to this point, this is about covering his tail feathers before something else is coming down the pipe. That is why this interview is happening. And that a senior counsel from such a law firm is saying, I was tricked. Give me a break. If that's the caliber of the attorneys that are working there, good luck, Michael Best. Thanks.
Appreciate it, Joe. Always a great call. Great way to end the show. Thank you, Joe, very much in Madison. Also off the text line from Lisa Joe from Madison saying, fake electors were tricked into gathering off-site, tricked into being transported in unmarked cars to the Capitol, tricked into a room and a closed Capitol reserved by Scott Fitzgerald, and tricked into signing a document after Wisconsin Supreme Court had certified the election. Such BS. Also, someone off WMDX line in Madison saying, Anderson Cooper did not ask the most important question. Who let them in to the Capitol to have this fake elector signing? All great questions. We'll have more on this interview. We'll play more of these cuts. We'll walk you through it. We'll debunk it when we're live tomorrow from Chippewa Falls. Also, much more tomorrow on the show, so do not miss it. Tuesday Tangents with our own Luke Mathers and Mr. Zomers will be live in Madison. We're on the road all week. Join us. Thanks for being here. Mr. Zomers, great job in Madison. Thanks to all of our callers. Stay tuned for more news next. I'm Todd Albo. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum.
Banging on your drum. Keep banging on, and your day will come. Keep banging on. Banging on your drum, and they will hear you.
Providing you with an eagle-eye view of what lacrosse is talking about. You're soaring with Eagle 1490. Tell a friend. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. California is getting hammered by a wet winter storm.
At Santa Barbara, the Santa Lucia